Here's another great Blind Geek Zone podcast by Rickster. Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'm going to talk to you about exporting your Outlook Express email messages, address book, and account settings. And I will also show you how to import them back in to Outlook Express 6. Okay, many of you have been asking me for an Outlook Express backup tutorial, so here goes. It's not too hard to back up Outlook Express email boxes or address books or account settings, and it's not overly difficult to import these back in when you redo your computer. You can do this manually, or you can get several different programs that are free and some that are not free that will back up and restore all of your email settings. But what I'm going to show you today is just simply how to do it all by yourself. It's not terribly difficult, and for the most part, it's pretty easily done. So, okay, let's get started. First thing I'm going to do is show you where things are at.
Windows N. Oh. My computer 1 of 38. Enter. My computer folder view list view not selected 31F XP home left paren C colon right paren.
So we're going to go into my computer, and we're going to go into your C drive, wherever your XP or 95, 98, Millennium or 2000 is installed.
Enter folder view list view not selected ATI file folder 11/10 documents and settings.
And we're going to go into documents and settings for XP and 2000. I can't remember what it is on 98 and Millennium.
Enter folder view list view not selected all users file folder 5/27/2006/4:39 p.m. Default user, read.
And we're going to go to the account that you want to back up. In this case, it would be Rick for
Enter
me.
Enter folder view list view not selected application data file folder 4/3/2007/8:10 p.m.
Okay. What we will be doing here requires you to turn on hidden folders and files. So what we need to do here in the my computer is do a Alt T for tools.
Alt T menu map network drive dot folder options dot dot dot.
Oh. Arrow up to folder options. Hit enter.
Enter leaving menus folder options dialog general page task show comments tasks and folders radio button checked.
Alt plus F.
And we want to control tab.
View page. You can apply the view left parent such as the tails or tiles right parent that you are using for this folder to all folders. Folder views apply to all folders button.
Alt plus L.
To the view page.
Tab. Folder views reset all folders button.
Alt.
Tab. 313 view. Files and folders opened.
And we want to go down to the tree view, and we're going to arrow down.
Automatically search for display file size in display simple folder. Display the content. Display the full path. Display the full path in the title bar. Do not cache thumbnails dash off. Hidden files and folders opened.
Go down to where it says hidden files and folders open.
Do not show hidden files and folders dash off. Show hidden files and folders dash on.
And go down to where it says show hidden.
Show hidden files and folders dash on 2 of 2.
Hidden files and folders. Mine says on because it's activated. If yours is off, it will say off. If you press the space bar.
Space. Show hidden files and folders dash on 2 of 2. Do not show hidden files and folders dash off. Space. Do not show hidden files and folders dash on.
Okay, so if I arrowed up once, now I've turned it off.
Show hidden files and folders dash off.
And that's what it'll say for you if you hit your space bar there.
Space, show hidden files and folders dash on.
it will change to on.
Tab, restore defaults button, tab, OK button.
We can go down to OK.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected application data file folder 4/3/2007/8:10 p.m.
Okay, what I'm going to show you first is where the address book is at. And the address book is stored under the application data folder.
Contacts. Application data.
So let's go in there.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected Adobe file folder 4/13/2006. Adobe UM. AI Internet. AIM. AF. ATI. AVG Set Creative. Epson. Freedom Science. Freedom Box. Google. Help. Identities. iPotter. Lavasoft, Leerdig, Macromedia, Microsoft.
And we'll go into Microsoft.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Add in file folder 4/2 address book.
And we are down to address book. Hit enter.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. RIC.log 594 KB at RIC.log tilde.
Okay.
RIC.log.
We have a RIC.wab. That is my main copy of my address book. We also have a RIC.
RIC.log tilde.
Dot wab and a tilde. That is the backup copy of the address book that Windows backs up from time to time.
RIC.wab.
What you want is RIC.wab, or in your case, whatever your name of your account is, .wab. That is your address book. Now you would take this and you would copy this somewhere, wherever you've set up a folder to back these things up. You know, an external jump drive or external hard drive or another hard drive on your computer or whatever. But that is your address book. So let's back up.
Folder view list view not selected add in file folder 4/2 folder view list view not selected Adobe file folder 4/3 folder view list view not selected application data file folder 4/3/2007/8:10 p.m.
And we're back to the settings for RIC. Now, to find the email,
contacts, desktop, favorites, local settings,
we need to go to local settings. Now, if you do not have your files and folders option set to show hidden files, this folder will not be shown and you won't see it.
Enter folder view list view, not selected application data file folder 2/23/2007/7:11 p.m. Apps, temp. App, application data.
And we need to go into application data here.
Enter folder view list view. Not selected ABBY file folder. Adobe. Application ATI. Google. Help. Identities. Microsoft. Identities.
And we want to go into identities.
Enter folder view list view. Not selected left race 21F424BF-C3B2. Left race 21F424BF-C3B2-45E-A115-066CFF2 of 5753. Right race.
This is our email account, the inbox, or not the inbox, but the, all the folders are under here. You could possibly have more than one of these if you've set up multiple identities. This is the identity folder ID. So if you have more than one of these, you're going to have to back each of them up individually. So let's go into here.
Enter folder view list view. Not selected Microsoft file folder. Microsoft.
We go into Microsoft.
Enter folder view list view. Not selected Outlook Express file folder 4/19/2007/104 p.m. Space Outlook Express.
Then we go into Outlook Express.
Enter folder view list view. Not selected and.dbx1003kbdbx file 4/9 anthony.dbarlene.sutton blind cool blind cool tech dot blind mailing blind program blind pro blind programming blind programming windows.dbx.
And these are all of your .dbx files. The .dbx files are your mailboxes for Outlook Express, each of your folders.
Blindprogramming.dbx, blind-p-zonemail.dbx.
So, what you would do here is you would select all of these and you would copy these to your backup folder that you've created for this purpose. And at this point, you would have your address book backed up. And now, once you've selected and copied all of these, you'll have all of your email folders backed up. And you would need to repeat this process for each identity that you have, if you have multiple identities. Most people probably don't, but if you do, you'll need to repeat this process.
Folder view list view, not selected Microsoft, but folder view list view, not selected left race 21.
For each of those identities. and you need to put them in their own separate folders, you know, so that you can identify the identity. So don't dump them all together. If you have two or three different identities, don't dump them all in the same folder. Make sure you have an identifier so you know which goes to which identity. There's only going to be one address book typically, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, so let's see. Let's close this out. We don't need this anymore.
Alt F4, address book export tool dialog. Select the program or file type you want. Alt F4. Alt Tab, folder list review, inbox.
So I'm going to go back into Outlook Express. And if we go to the tools folder, or the tools menu.
Alt T, menu, send, options, dot, 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 accounts, dot, dot, dot.
Go up to accounts.
Enter, leaving menus, internet accounts, dialog, mail page, accounts list view, top.1and1.com, mail any available.
Now, you may have one or more accounts here.
Top.global.yahoo.com, mail left parent, default right, top.1and1.com, mail any available.
I have two of them. I have two accounts that I work with. Now, what we're going to do here is I'm going to show you how to export your account settings for each account. What this does is it backs up the information you type into Outlook Express, you know, your email address, your display name, your incoming and outgoing servers, your username, password, and all the other account settings that you've set up. So what you would do here is you would select your account.
Top.global.yahoo.top.1and1.com, mail any available.
Either one.
Tab, mail tab. Tab, add button. Alt plus tab, remove button. Alt tab, properties button. Tab, set as default button. Alt tab, import dot 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 tab, export dot 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 button.
Alt plus E.
And we would go to export.
Enter, export internet account dialog. File name, colon, edit combo, top.1and1.com.io.
And at this point, we would tell it where to save this folder, and you would tell it to go where your other backup information for your email is currently at, and we would save this file.
Shift, shift, tab, my recent documents button, tab, folder view, list view, not selected, bit one, tab, file name, tab, save as, tab, save button,
alt plus s,
enter, internet accounts dialog, mail page, export dot 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 button,
alt plus e,
and then you would
shift, tab, set as default button,
alt plus
shift, tab, properties, but shift, tab, remove button, shift, tab, add button, shift, tab, mail, tab. Shift tab, top.global.yahoo.com, mail left parent, default right parent, any available.
And then you would have to repeat.
Tab, import dot 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 tab, export dot enter, export internet account dialog, top.global.yahoo.com.ifz, enter, internet accounts dialog, mail page, export dot 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 button,
alt plus E.
And then you would repeat the process for each account. Okay. That basically is all you need to do with Outlook Express to back up your folders. Back up your account information, and back up your address book. Once you set up Outlook Express again, you know, if you wipe your computer, go to another computer or whatever, then you will take your address book and you will put it back to where it goes. You know, and that's your username, and then application data, then Microsoft, and address book. You go in there, you would copy your address book back in, and this is while Outlook Express isn't running. You would run it the first time to set up the initial folders and identity. But you wouldn't actually set your accounts up. You wouldn't necessarily have to do that. But you do have to run it once for it to initially set up the identity that it's going to use and the initial folders, the inbox, outbox, and all that. Okay, so we put our address book where it needs to be. You take your folders, your mailbox folders for each identity, go back into the documents and setting, and then the user you want, and then local settings and application data, then identities. You go find your identity, go in there, go to Microsoft, go to Outlook Express, then you should see the initial folders that set up, you know, the inbox outbox, sent items, deleted items, and what other couple little things it sets up. you would take and paste all of your original email boxes back into there. Then we would bring Outlook Express back up again.
Alt tab.
Let's see here.
Internet accounts, mail, escape, folder list, preview, inbox.
And once you come back up into Outlook Express,
Outbox, send item, delete item, draft, blind mail, blind cool, blind cool,
then you messages. Should see all of your folders. They should all be there. Then to get your address information back in,
Alt F menu, new, open control plus save as dot dot dot, save, save as stationer, folder sub menu, import sub menu.
You would do an import from the file menu.
Enter address book dot dot dot.
A.
Select address book.
Enter, leaving menus, select address book file to import from dialog, file name colon edit combo. Shift tab, folder view list view, not selected bitcoin. Folder view, my computer. Enter, folder view list view, not select XP home left parent C colon right, enter, documents and settings, enter, folder default grid. Enter, folder view, contact, application to enter, folder view, Adobe, AI, AIM, F, HAV, Creative, Epson, Freedom Science, Freedom Bot, Google, Help, Identities, iPodder, Lavasoft, Leaderdig, Macromedia, Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Enter, folder view list, address book.
Address book.
Enter, folder view list view, not selected, rate.wav, rate.wav, rate.wav 101.
And you would select your address book and hit enter. Now, I'm not going to do that here because it would duplicate my entire address book. So I'm not actually going to do that, but...
Tab, file name, cold tab, file subtype, cold tab, open button.
Alt plus O.
You would go to open, and if there's any other instructions, you would follow them. And this will import your address book back in to your system, and you'll have all your contacts back.
Escape, folder list preview, blind cool tech moderator messages.
Okay, now... To get all of your account settings back, you would do an Alt-T.
Alt-T, menu, set options, accounts, dot, dot, dot.
A.
Go to accounts.
Enter, leaving menus, internet accounts, dialog, tab, 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 properties button,
Alt.
Tab, set as default, but tab, import, dot, 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 button.
Alt plus
and you would go to import.
Space, import internet account, dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo. Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected, bitcoin. And pop.global.yahoo.com.io.
And you would find... the particular account file that you want to import back into Outlook Express.
Tab, file name, tab, files of tab, open button.
Alt plus O.
And you would go to open. I'm not going to do that here, so I don't mess up any of my settings. You would repeat this process for each account that you've backed up.
Escape, internet accounts dialog, mail page, import escape, folder list preview, blind cool tech moderator messages.
Then you might want to close Outlook Express at this point and bring it back up and verify that everything is working again. Once it is, you're ready to go and you can use Outlook Express once again on your new setup. So as you can see, this isn't overly difficult to do once you know where everything is stored. The only thing the manual process I'm describing here does not do is back up your message rules or your block sender's information. The only reason that it can be done, but the problem is the block sender's information and the message rules are stored in the registry. So to do these manually, we would have to go into regedit. And we would have to find the proper tree where all this information was stored. We'd have to export it out. And then we'd have to import it back in on the new system. And the problem with that is the information is stored with the unique identity information, I believe. And when you import it back in, you would have the information, but it would be back under the old identity number that you originally had from your backup, and that identity number would not match the new identity numbers on the new system. So that kind of gets problematic there. So if you're going to do it manually, you're going to need to recreate your block senders and message rules as you go. But that's not terribly difficult. If you've already created message rules, then you know how to create them again. It's a little bit inconvenient, but it's not impossible to do. Now, if you really don't want to do it this way, there are programs that you can get that will back up and restore all this information automatically. There are a few that are free. There are quite a few that are pay. And I'm not going to go into any of those because I really don't have any here to describe. But, you know, if you don't want to do it this way, that is your other alternative. So, that pretty much wraps this up. And that's how you export all your settings from Outlook Express and re-import them back into a new Outlook Express setup. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you next time.
This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question, or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.